See if your IQ matches your HQ. Hoops Quotient. Test your sports brain with a new question every day. Online now at theticket.com. And win free food from Hooters and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Tickets for Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8 are on sale now, and you can get them at www.theticket.com, there and only there. All tickets are $13.10. The game is the 24th of this month at 7:30 in the Fort Worth Convention Center. The Musers and the Hardline are uniting to form one ticket team to take on a team of all girls. Daryl Razor Ray is bringing his mind vitamins to the ticket locker room, and Dale Hansen will coach the girls' team. So if you need tickets to the game, www.theticket.com.
You better get them, brother, because they're going pretty quick, and there's not that many left.
All right, a very interesting item we found out yesterday is making its way to Crazy Fort Worth for the first time ever. Or at least the first time that I remember this year. It will take place during Colonial, which is always one of the Town of the Cows' signature events. They are very proud of Colonial. They're very fond of the tradition of Colonial, but this, I'm kind of thinking, and you boys correct me because you know more about this than me, takes a big fly in the face of that.
It's a surrender. They have surrendered at Colonial. They have surrendered as traditionalists.
Because this year at Colonial, you will note the presence of that thing that is there at the Nelson every year, known as the Pavilion.
Only this one runs will be called Patrons Corral. Patrons Corral. Now, you know where it's going to be
but
located.
But a pavilion is a pavilion by any other name.
Exactly. What is this thing? Because
I
can't figure it out.
You know where the media tent is?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that big open field there where they used to have like two or three different tents?
Mm-hmm.
Right there. That's pretty close to a tee box.
Yeah, that's right in between number 9.
And 10.
Yeah.
That's pretty close to the tee box?
Yeah.
Not to number 9 and number 10 tee boxes at Colonial.
All right, you know where it is.
Oh, I bet the tee box.
No. I was about to explain it to you. Oh, I didn't know you were doing a bit.
You know what? Yes, I know where it is. Yeah. I know where it is.
That's where it's going to be.
I can't believe they're doing this.
Well, don't you agree, Corby? It's a surrender. And you know what? They have to.
Why? Why do they have to?
Well, because they get their ass kicked by the Nelson every year, and that's why.
Get their ass kicked in what way?
You want to know why?
In terms of buzz created, in terms of every way.
You want to know why? Because the tournament chairman, Elliot Garsick, this is all you need to hear, this one quote. We want it to be attractive for the avid golfers and those who may not be as avid.
Oh, my God.
The strippers.
What?
I hate the Nationals uniforms. Anyway, yes, the strippers.
And used to, they didn't care. For years and years and years, they kind of got that fringe element, but they were such traditionalists up there, and this was a Lynx course, and Ben Hogan, play every club in your bag. That's what they wanted. They didn't want all the outside stuff. Then they were one of the last ones to cave in on a title sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a total surrender when they're going to have this. And they're also bringing in an additional 1,000 bleachers. Remember how they never wanted to do that because it messed up the scenery?
Yeah, but I can understand that. I mean, is general progress.
Right, okay. Well, then why didn't you see it 10 years ago?
Isn't this, though, general progress?
There's no question it is.
No, this isn't general progress. Colonial does not need this. See, the thing that people don't realize about Colonial, no, they don't. The thing that people don't realize about Colonial is it is a giant party. They just don't have that one particular area.
Not really, like the Nelson. Because you have too many people that are excluded. Now, you're right.
What do you mean too many people that are excluded?
Because this right here, if you pay for a daily ticket, you can get in the Patrons Corral.
Right.
Okay. Now, if you buy a regular ticket, when the golf is over, they shut down all the margarita machines, and you got to go. Now, you may go to Rick's on the Bricks. You may go, if you have a Super Saint badge, you can go up in the clubhouse. But if you're just Joe fan, you go home. Or you go down to Hoffbrow. or somewhere else. But you don't leave there. So what they're trying to do, and I applaud them for it, but it is a surrender. But what they're trying to do is the people that leave, they want to keep people there spending money at their place where they get some of it.
Right. Okay, that's understandable if you're looking at it from that aspect. But I can promise you that the Colonial makes money hand over fist, but not as much as the Nelson.
You know what? Do you realize how much more money is going out because of prize money now?
Well, yeah,
so the profit margin has come way down. They've got to bridge.
Well, they raise the ticket prices, and they're going to sell out.
You can't
out.
Raise them that much.
They're going to, if they don't sell out, they come within a thousand of it every year.
No, they don't, Corby. They sell a lot of tickets, but that hadn't been sold out in years. I think the last time it was sold out was the time that Tiger won.
Mm-hmm.
And it hadn't been sold out for years.
And sell out or no sell out, it's a lot easier to stay ahead of the curve with this than it is. It's going to be with that. Just count on ticket sales for it. It's got to be.
I mean, what's there more profit in? That or?
I mean, you said it yourself at one time, although you kind of put it in a different way.
Nookie, nookie, nookie?
No.
There's more money in jugs than God?
Exactly.
There's more money in jugs than God.
Exactly.
And plus, I mean, this is really going to help because it's going to be a 50,000 square foot entertainment area. It's going to have, it's going to be air conditioned.
Big screen TVs.
Well, they're going to put big screen TVs out on the course.
Well, no, those are, I mean, when we say big screen TVs, I'm meaning like 50-inch plasmas.
True.
No, the big screen on the courses are going to be 30 foot by, you see at Texas Stadium or something like that.
Exactly, but they're going to bring those in, and hey, I applaud them for doing
it. I do too, man. I mean, this is great.
This is good, and
this is something Colonial has needed for years.
And then they're going to one up the pavilion. Although I hadn't been to the pavilion in so long, after the tournament shuts down. But do they have bands play? Because the Colonial's going to
the pavilion's
have,
not, but
the Colonial's going to have bands play afterwards.
Great.
So,
pettytheftband.com
or hardliners@AOL.com. Let me hear from you.
You know what? You should get in touch with them, Runs, because you guys would be perfect for that crowd.
Well, who do I get in touch with? You know who to get in touch with?
Ed Colonial.
No.
Find out, and I will.
I know some people over there that I can get you in touch with. I mean, you would be, your band is exactly what they need for that. You know, play right when it's over.
When the last putt drops, the band cranks up.
Great.
And
we'll do that.
Well, you know, you just think about how it's always been. When the last putt drops, they sell beer and margaritas for about another 30 minutes. Remember when we used to do our show there?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how it emptied out?
Oh, yeah.
There was nobody there when we went off the air at 7 o'clock. Nobody.
Right.
Everybody was gone. Well, now, if you take all that crowd and you give them a place to go where they can drink and eat and have fun and be entertained, they'll stay there and they'll keep pulling money out of their wallet.
Well, they will. If they have bands play until, midnight or something, people will stay there.
Yeah.
Especially if the weather's decent and everything.
Because as it is now, it's kind of a beating. You know, you got to ride the shuttle or park and pay a lot. And then a large percentage of the people, when they leave, they go wherever. They go to another bar. They go to, Railhead.
And they just go out.
Yeah, they go out and have a couple drinks, and they spend their money there. Well, now they're going to be spending, if you got a choice, okay, let's go and let's spend 30 minutes getting to our car, and let's risk a DWI, and let's, of course, I guess you risk a DWI.
Yeah, you just get one later.
Yeah, just get one later, I guess. And
you still spend 30 minutes getting to your car, but you get to do it later.
Right, exactly. That's a bad argument on my part. That makes no sense.
I applaud Colonial
for
this, man.
The hassle factor. You watch a little golf, which, by the way, about 5% of the people that go out there watch the golf. Everybody else goes for the same.
Colonial?
Yeah.
I think you're totally wrong.
Or any tournament.
I think you're both totally wrong.
Well, you know what?
Colonial.
What?
I know you're wrong.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. They're turning their back on whatever that percentage is.
Snake.
The avid golfer, they're turning their back on that.
And if you think it's greater than 5%, I guarantee it'll drop to 5% this year with this thing in play.
Which is okay.
There'll still be the core group of people that go out and watch the golf tournament.
Yeah, about 5% of those there.
I can promise you, people that buy tickets, I can swear to you, 50% of the people, no, I would say 75% of the people.
There is no way. And okay, here's how I define that. Now, you can't say, see, look at that big gallery walking around. I'm still saying that less than 10% of the gallery walking around cares about the golf. They're walking around looking at Nookie. They're walking around drinking. They're walking around just hanging out. But they could care less. I mean, most of them wouldn't know a bogey from a butt.
What?
And if this brings out the hookers,
they're there anyway.
Why does that bother you so?
You know
The Nookie girl bothers you anyway, but never more so than at a golf tournament.
Right.
Why?
You know what? Leave the hookers at the slut farms where they belong and where they're bred.
No. The hookers and the sluts need to be at golf tournaments, need to walking around with their big, giant boots hanging out
everywhere. No, they're already there, Grego. All the girls from TCU go to that tournament.
Correct.
Every hot girl in Fort Worth is already there.
Right.
You don't need the slut skanking it up a little bit.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because there's some guys that's all they can get is sluts. So they got to have somebody.
I'm just saying, it's a classier tournament.
And there are others of us who that's really all we're interested in anyway.
It's a classier tournament than Nelson is. It always has been. It always will be. I don't care if they put the corral pavilion there or whatever
they're
calling
it. The patron corral.
Okay. I just don't think they need to lower themselves to, you know.
Snake!
Whores.
Quota.
But they will. You know, you put that Nookie farm right in the middle of your golf course.
That's what instead of the patrons corral, they should have called it the Nookie box.
Cobra.
Because that's all it's going to turn into.
Yeah.
Snake.
But like I said, surrender. They tried to keep it. They tried to uphold the standards. And they
Cobra.
Just, they can't compete. They couldn't compete. They needed another avenue for revenue. And now they've got it in a big 50,000-foot Nookie box.
Snake!
And I say this is a good thing.
And we're going to be there. We'll be over there. Somewhere.
We will be over there.
Somewhere.
Somehow.
Somehow we'll be
there.
Yes,
somehow. All right, up next, a big day for the hallowed shrine of the great game as Veterans Committee Day took place today. Did anybody get in? We'll see.